I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like to prioritize self-care.
Self-care.
And spooky things.
We do like spooky things.
Yeah. It's Danae got these season. Stickers and I went ham on them.
They're like variety of horror movie stickers.
There was two Jennifer's body, and if you know anything about me.
Kim loves Jennifer's body.
I don't know why.
The movie.
I love it so much. I don't get it.
She's got a great body.
She's got an amazing body.
She's so hot.
She's so hot. It's Megan Fox. Oh my
god, Megan Fox is so
She's
hot.
On my list of fucks.
That's like every fucking man ever.
Like, from like 2009, you're like, it's fine.
As
calm
if
down.
You could ever even land her.
Like she...
No.
No. So what did you do this week for self-care?
Oh my god. So this week for self-care, I bought my Denver Botanic Gardens membership.
I want to come.
Yeah, absolutely. But so on, what day was it? I think it was yesterday, Thursday.
Oh, I liked those pictures.
Yeah, it was like so sunny and pretty out, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go on my lunch break because they close at 4 and I get off work at 5. Yeah. So I was like, I'll just go on my lunch break. It's really close to my job and I'll just like walk around a bit. I needed to walk around.
Get some fresh air.
My ankles have been like so swollen.
Oh.
Thank you, pregnancy.
Thank you, young Stephen.
Stefandre Jr.
Thank you. That's my favorite.
So, yeah, I was like, let me get some fresh air and, yeah. Like, walk around, and I'll just, like, have my lunch at Chatfield Farms. So I did, and I, like, brought a Lunchable, and it felt like a field trip. Like,
yeah.
Did you love field trips as a kid?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. It was, like,
and
my
I
favorite
And I always
thing.
Had Lunchables. Always.
Always. You had to.
Did you do the charcuterie Lunchable?
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, I was worried.
It's the best one.
I was worried you were like, no, I did
the... I did the pizza. Yeah. Fucking gross. No.
Like,
or the tacos.
Get the fuck out of here with that
yeah,
shit.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I did like the crackers and cheese and meat. And then it had like a cookie and a Capri Sun.
You were living the life.
I really was. It was awesome. And they have a butterfly like area that you can go into. And they were like, what? Good thing you came today. We just got a shipment of 150 new butterflies. And I was like, oh my God.
That's the best news ever.
Best day of my life. And so
were they beautiful?
Like,
were there blue ones?
There were. There were all sorts of them. And it just like, I literally like cannot go to that place and not smile. Like I'm just like walking around. I probably look like a fucking weirdo. And I'm just like smiling. I'm like, hi.
If you're like there and frowning though, that's fucking weird.
Right.
Is that the place where they do the corn maze?
Yes.
Okay, can we
corn
like
maze
do
and
that?
The Christmas lights. So we should definitely
can
go.
Can we do both?
100%. And also they have ponies.
Stop.
So that makes...
Well, we need to take another picture with a pony.
Like, inner child Danae was like, this is the best day. Butterflies and ponies and flowers.
Well, if you look at our Instagram, one of our first photos, do you remember they're like, it's good luck to hug a unicorn. And you
oh,
and
at the
Ren
like, Fair.
Yeah, and you and me were like, don't threaten us with a good time.
I love a pony.
Pony
especially
so
a mini
cute.
Pony
it looked very like, tired and I was kind of sad yeah. But it was very sweet because it was getting a lot of love so
much love so yeah that was my self-care
so nice
what did you do
well this week and like last I don't know the last like week and week and a half my friend Cassie who gave me Rabbit she moved to Orlando
the story Dennis Rabbit
yeah the Dennis Rabbit
she didn't actually give you a rabbit.
She didn't give me a rabbit, unfortunately.
That would be weird.
Not mad. she left to go to Orlando, and it was really nice because she called me last night when I was researching this case, and I'm like, I'll call you in a minute, damn it, because I need to, like, if I'm in the mood to research, I research.
You gotta, like, do your homework.
Yeah, so we were able to catch up, and she showed me her house, and she has, like, an indoor pool.
Oh, she moved to Orlando?
Yeah, moved to Orlando. Shit. Yeah, her husband got a job at Lockheed, and she just showed me her house, and it was just really nice, like, catching up with her and stuff like that. We were just talking about, like, when friends move, you kind of find out who your true friends are, like, who you keep in contact with.
Oh, my God, right? That's so true.
Yeah, so we were just talking about that, and I'm like, just know, like, I'm always here for you. And it was really nice, like, catching up. And she was like, I stayed up till 1 so I could talk to you.
Aww.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. I had to research.
Friendship talks are the best.
Yeah. And she showed me her house. And I got to see her daughter. It was fun. It was a good time. Yeah. So that was my self-care. Was
talking is she the one that worked at Orange Theory?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I, like, just put that together. Because you said her daughter. And I was like, oh, I've met her. Okay, got
it. Yeah. Oh, now yeah. Housewarming. Wow. She was the one carrying around the tiger.
Yeah.
It was so cute. I guess, like, when she walked past my parents, my dad's like, I remember those days. Aww. And my friend's like, who? And he's like, your friend Kim, that's who. And I was like, oh, yeah, I did walk around with cats, and I made them talk for me. It's fine.
You know, children things.
Hashtag children things.
Well, what are you going to tell me about this week?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you about a case that happened in Colorado, and it was kind of a big case, but I want to see if you remember it. Do you remember Jessica Ridgway?
Why does that sound familiar? Wasn't she, like, our age?
No.
Kidnapped?
She was kidnapped, and she was, like, 10.
Okay, I do remember, sort of.
Okay, I'll...
I remember her name in the kidnapping, but I do not remember anything else about
her. That was just the high profile, and, you know, it was a huge case for, like, a week, and then, like, it kind of just
Year was that?
2012.
Okay.
I'll get into it, but...
I remember seeing, like, headlines and stuff, and, like, hearing about it,
a connection to us, which is really extra scary that I'm gonna... I told you that kind of earlier, but I'll get to that.
Okay. All right.
So on May 28th, also May 28th is 5280 day. Fight me if you don't agree. Because 528.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm.
And the zero just, like, added on for, like.
Yeah. Zero means nothing. So.
You know.
Because why not? Yeah.
So. Okay.
Fun times.
5280 day. And if you aren't from Colorado.
5280 is how many feet are in a mile. Do I have a tattooed on me? Yeah. Is it important? No.
Elevation. Hence Mile High City.
Yeah. You're welcome. You just got a math lesson.
Oh, welcome. A math lesson. I was going to say history or, like.
History, math.
I don't, you know, either way.
I mean, it's how many feet are
in
a mile.
You got a Colorado lesson.
Yeah. So 5280 for life. All right. So, on May 28th, 2012, a young 22-year-old woman decided to go for a jog in Westminster near a lake. And for those of you who are not familiar with Colorado, Westminster is about 30 minutes north of Denver. And with traffic, it's, like, probably an hour.
Right.
You're right. Traffic's been so bad. Anyways, so it was, like, a 50-acre lake area. And this young lady noticed a guy that was about to cross paths with her. And after they, like, crossed paths, she kept jogging. And I guess she said she got, like, kind of
a vibe,
yeah.
Like a bad vibe.
Yeah, and she just, like, felt like she was being watched.
Ew.
And when she turned around, she noticed that he was coming in the same direction as her.
Fucking
so they pass each other, and then all of a sudden, next
and now
thing,
he's, like, turned around and he's following her?
Yeah. And,
creep ass.
As soon as she, like, looked over her shoulder and saw him, he grabbed her and he put a rag underneath her nose and around her mouth, and it caused her to become a little bit disoriented.
Okay, so he didn't put enough chloroform on?
No, he's a bitch. Anyways, but she made sure to stay awake and as alert as you can when you're disoriented.
Oh my God.
And he dragged her into the bushes and he attempted to take off her shorts. Obviously, probably he was trying to sexually assault her.
Yeah.
And luckily, she had her wits about her to fight back.
Good. She kicked him in the balls.
Yes.
Good.
And she
poke
did.
Poke his eyes out.
I hope so.
You know, that would be my plan of action. Ball kick. Eye poke. Maybe
if you take your thumb.
Front hand.
Did you know your thumb, you can, like, get their eyeballs out? It's, like, really easy.
Yeah.
I've never tried it, thank God.
Mean, obviously.
It's like, I haven't tried it, but...
If you tried to pull someone's eyeballs out, I would love to know that
I tried it with Keith last night. He was, like, not about it. It was so weird. I was like, let me take your eye out. And he was like, no, thank you. I need that. And I said, no, you don't. So rude. So she did everything right, but the one thing she did that was really smart was she made sure to take notice of his features.
Good job.
Like, she decided to really study his face as much as you can when you're, like, trying
when you're fucking panicked and, like, fighting for your life.
Yep. And she knows he had dark brown hair and just small features. And he looked super young. In the police report, she said anywhere, like, what was said was, like, anywhere from, like, a teen to, like, a 25-year-old.
Oh, so young.
Young. But he was, like, really creepy looking. Anyways, so I'm sure her adrenaline was pumping because she was able to fight him off and she was able to run away.
Oh, good.
And while she was running away, she was able to call 911. But unfortunately, when they arrived, he was long gone.
Sure.
Yeah. Kind of the MO of a lot of people. If you remember, she took notice of what he looked like, so she was able to give them a description.
Did they do a sketch?
Of the guy.
I feel like they don't do that anymore.
I don't think they did. I mean, let's be honest, like, on the sketches, some of the time they look like the person, yeah, but a lot of the time...
A lot of the time I'm like, hardly.
Yeah, like, you just ruined the investigation, so... But they had a description of, like, what he looked like, so they were able to, like, send out, you know, a notice. And they didn't have luck catching him that day, but there was alert out that there was a predator, and just kind of be on the lookout, women that were by themselves.
Sure.
So, Jessica Ridgway was born January 23rd, 2002, so she was a Aquarius, which I'm thinking...
Stephandrius Jr. is due on January 22nd.
Yeah, so I was like, oh. And she was born in Westminster, Colorado. And unfortunately, shortly after her birth, her parents had split up, but it seemed like it was pretty amicable.
Okay.
And she was still loved by both of her parents, and her dad ended up moving to Independent, Missouri to stay with his parents, and he was able to see her once a year, which...
Once a year?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I feel like when I don't see...
That's so sad.
When I don't see my...
Parents?
Nibblings, if you will. They change so much. Yeah. In, like, a month. So...
Yeah, that's a long time to not see a child. Like, a lot can change in a year.
Yeah. And if you hear barking, that's...
That's the dog party.
That's Ben being a bad dog. So, Jessica lived in a house with her mother... Sarah and her aunt, her grandmother, and they all lived together. Sarah had like 10-hour shifts and she was working a lot. She was a tech at like a LASIK company.
Oh, okay. I was going to say maybe like a nurse.
But yeah.
That makes sense. Anything medical.
And the good part of her working through the night was she worked when Jessica was sleeping. Mm-hmm. So she didn't like... miss much. And yeah, and like when she was going to school, like then she would sleep. And she also lived with her mom and her sister, so it wasn't like she had to like
be the sole really, yeah, person.
And, yeah. Exactly. And like her daughter was sleeping, like, which is awesome. And so let's fast forward. It's 2012. Jessica's in the fifth grade. She's outgoing and she's absolutely adorable. Like, aww. She's got these big glasses and like some dirty blonde hair and she's just adorable. And obviously we'll post pictures of her on our Instagram. And, she was like super into cheer. Like she was signed up for all the cheer camps and everything. Aww. And I guess she told her mom, she's like, when I become a cheerleader, I'm going to be a nice cheerleader. So
good girl.
I know.
She's like, I'm not going to be a mean girl. I'm going to be a nice
girl. I'm going to be a nice cheerleader. Aww. So she was always doing new cheer routines, enjoying her grandma, her aunt, and her mom. And she was also, like, had all these pets. She had some dogs and some fish, and she just loved her pets. And she was also, like, pretty independent, especially for, like, a fifth grader. Like, her neighbors had, like, hairless cats, and she would watch them.
Sorry.
They're hypoallergenic. It's just like, I know.
My immediate reaction, like, gross.
Well, we used to watch my neighbor's dog, because she was a nurse, and I would watch her dog, Shelly, for, like, because she would have 12-hour shifts, and
oh, yeah.
I just, like, happened to be outside when she got a new dog, and, like, she was talking to us, and she's like, do you want to watch my dog for, like, $10 a day? I'm like,
hell yeah.
Yeah, because I was, like, 16.
I'll be rich! Right. Oh, you're 16, okay.
Well, at 16, that was
like
a lot.
Like, 8 or something.
No, yeah. Like, it was back when I was in high school and stuff
like
that.
I mean, yeah, that's actually good, because I remember, like, when I first started my, like, first job, it was, like, $5 an hour under the table.
And you're like, yes!
Yeah, and that was, like, minimum wage.
That was...
God, that makes me sound so old. I'm like, I remember when I...
Back in my day,
minimum wage was a nickel!
But yeah, okay, I used to do that, and then that dog like bit my dad on the face. My dad was like, "We're not doing that anymore," and I was like, "Oh, okay," which made sense.
Oh my god!
So, and she also like woke herself up for school. Like she had her own alarm clock and stuff like that. And like I think she's that's kind of cool.
Responsible.
Yeah, and she like wanted to also.
Aww.
So good for her. All right. So October 5th, 2012, 15 minutes before her alarm clock went off, Sarah, her mom, arrived home. And she helped Jessica get ready for the day. She would, like, eat a granola bar and, like, sit on the couch. And that was, like, how she kind of started her day. And she also noticed it was snowing and just cold. So she was like, Jessica, you need to wear, like, you can't wear leggings. You need to wear jeans. And that's something, like, she would say over and over again. Because I'm sure that's, like, the last thing she remembers telling her daughter to do.
Oh, yeah.
So every day Jessica would walk herself to school with a group of friends, which I think is, like, really great that she had that.
Yeah.
And she would walk alone for 3 blocks, and then her and her friends would walk the 1.3 miles to the school together.
Okay.
Which I'm like, that sounds far, but it's probably not when you're like talking to friends and stuff.
Yeah.
So Sarah, her mom, had just gotten off work and she obviously needed to go to sleep. So that was kind of, she would get home, help Jessica get her off to school, and then she would go sleep.
Okay.
So she went upstairs after Jessica left and was going to sleep, but she forgot to bring her phone with her to go. And, you know, what was kind of funny is, like, the story I told you earlier, she stopped bringing her phone with her when she would go to sleep because she was sick of this online school that kept calling her over and over again. Like, we saw you looking at our classes and stuff. Oh, so she was like, no. And so she was, like, dead to the world because she was so sleepy. She had been working. And around 10... she was still asleep, but she received a call from the school that Jessica had never made it in. However, that day, Sarah woke up around 4:30, and she did that most times, and she would just come, you know, she would come downstairs, and, you know, Jessica would be there, like, watching TV or whatever.
Sure.
Because she was, like, 10, 11, yeah. So she was, like, responsible.
Cartoons after school.
Yeah. Sure. So she was really worried when she realized that Jessica had never made it home.
And it's been, like, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's been sleeping.
Yeah. And but, like, she was terrifying. Probably, like, at 4. And I think at first she wasn't super worried because she's like, oh, Jessica probably went to a friend's house. You know, like any parent would do. It's just,
I
like,
I guess. But she's also in 5th grade, so it's not like she's ditching, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that doesn't really come until
but
later.
But she, like... went to the school to make sure. She, like, went to Jessica's friend's house immediately to be, okay, like, did you go? And, you know, so she could be like, hey, you got to tell me when you're going to a friend's house. So none of her friends had seen her that day.
At all?
At all.
So she didn't even meet them for the morning walk.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'll get fuck. To that. I'll get
oh
to that.
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
Yes. And she pretty much immediately after she had check the obvious places, she called the police, which I would totally do the same thing. Just be like, oh, my kid forgot to tell me.
Yeah.
And then obviously called the police. Yeah. So the Westminster police arrived a few minutes later, which was great, like super great response time. And but it took another 5 hours for the Colorado FBI. It's the Colorado Bureau of Investigators, but I'm like the Colorado FBI to issue an Amber Alert.
Okay.
Because, you know, they did the whole, like, well, we don't know what happened. And then they did eventually do an Amber Alert later that night. Okay. And the Amber Alert was sent 13 hours after the last time she had seen her.
Dude, that stresses me out. That's so much time.
So much time. Because especially with kids, you need to, like, immediately figure that out. Because they can move fast. So... I'm sure Sarah was just a ball of nerves.
Seriously.
So the general consensus that everyone came up with, that it must have been sometime within the 3 blocks that she walked by herself to meet up with her friends that this happened.
God.
Earlier that day, like at 8:25, Jessica had called one of her friends at school, like, hey, I'm going to meet you guys at the park. And I think it's good they did call each other to kind of be like, I'm going to be there. And yeah. He was like, yeah, I'll wait for you, of course. She left at like 8:25, or she called him at 8:25, and I don't know if she left, but either way, the last time Sarah's like I saw her was like 8:30.
Okay.
And her friend waited for her until 8:40, because like usually that walk would take like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Max. And he waited until 8:40 because he was afraid he would be late to school, which I totally understand. And he was like, well, maybe she got driven. You know,
yeah, like he's who a knows. Kid.
Yeah. But yeah, so it did narrow it down to sometime within the 10 minutes of 8:30 to 8:40.
That's so scary, dude. Mm-hmm.
So I do have to commend the police officers for this, because a lot of attention went into this. Okay. They immediately started canvassing the area, 50 officers, and the next day, 800 volunteers.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Because she was like a little girl. She was cute, known in the community. So a lot of people did that. And they searched through the night and into the day. And the next day they were like, all right, guys, come back. And
wow.
So in Colorado, as you well know, is just super open areas. There's like a lot of like parks and everything. And especially in Westminster, there was a lot of areas to search. And they just used helicopters, search dogs. And they also like used a scuba team to search the lakes.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
they didn't God. Fuck around. Like That's they so they scary. Did everything. So the suspicion was immediately on Jessica's dad, Jeremy, who was in Missouri, and he had just filed for full custody of Jessica.
Oh shit.
Even though the divorce was pretty amicable. Mm-hmm.
And you only see her once a year. You're going to like,
yeah, you're going to rip her away from her family.
I know. Okay.
And you know, I don't know what to think about the dad, because like in my research, some of the stories were like, oh, they got along and he like came to help search her. And then other stories were like, he was trying to file for full custody of her. So I'm not really sure what the relationship was between the two parents. Not that it matters. And, you know, so
either way, though, it sounds like he cared a lot about his daughter. Yeah. So,
but he was,
but you still have to check out everyone.
Exactly.
I'm surprised their first one, like suspect wasn't Sarah. Since she lives with
I think, well, they her. Did say they cleared her. So they I don't think quick. They spent too much time on her. Cause,
gotcha. Okay.
You know, she was calling and everything too. So it showed that he also was on probation. Her dad was on probation because he had a domestic violence charge against him. So he had to stay in Missouri. And he also, like, Yikes. Was at work that day. So they were able to clear him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
So well, then where do you go from there? Like, the people you know
you just
are clear,
hope.
And it's, like, so some rando, like, oh, my God, that's so scary.
I know, right? It's, like yeah, where do we go start? From here?
Yeah.
So, about 15 minutes away from Westminster in Superior, Colorado, on October 7th, like, right at midnight, so right when it turned October 7th, and that was 2 days after the disappearance, there was, like, a couple that noticed, like, a paper bag on the side of the road, and they were like, oh, that's interesting.
Hmm.
And they were like, oh, paper bag. And they didn't think much of it. I mean, we see a lot of weird stuff on the side of the road, but it was like near their house. And then the next day it was still there.
Like everything. A small paper bag? Like
it didn't
like a brown paper bag?
Just a brown paper bag, but it seemed like a shopping bag. Maybe.
There was something in it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So they were like, that's weird. And it looked like it was in good condition. Like it was just folded over. So there wasn't like anything weird in it. And they're like,
oh, huh.
This looks like it was like wrongly placed. The neighbor decided to investigate the bag, which I'm always like, ugh. So
my first thought with like brown paper bags is like it's dog poop.
Right?
Like
right?
When people like get the like, dog
this
poop
is all
and
I
then
have.
They put it on your porch and like set it on fire, so then you're like stomping on it.
And you're like, no!
I just think of that.
I mean, I could see that. We've all seen Billy Madison.
Right.
So what they found in it, though, was a pink backpack and a keychain attached to the backpack that said Jessica's name on it.
Oh, shit.
Then they opened the backpack. They found a water bottle that said Jessica Ridgeway.
Oh, no.
Which, I'm like, why do you have a water bottle with your first last name? And anyways.
She's in fifth grade, Kim.
She might be lose other it. Jessicas. I'm like, maybe she, like, wrote it. I don't know.
And could either be way. Other Jessicas, and she has to differentiate which Jessica she is.
It's me. Jessica.
Jessica.
So they found her name on the water bottle and prescription glasses and also a wooden spoon and folded clothes.
What the fuck is the spoon for? That's weird.
So the man who found the bag didn't recognize the name. And he asked around to, like, neighbors and stuff and was like, does anyone know Jessica? Does anyone know Jessica? Like,
oh, she's only all over the fucking news, sir.
I think she was at that point. I remember hearing this case. Like,
I remember hearing it, too.
Yeah.
And I don't even watch the news.
Well, it was like...
But it was, like, everywhere. But it was
on Facebook, too. I mean, with social media, like, the information we get. Anyways, so he, like, went on an online forum, probably, like, the, like, local Facebook page, and he was like...
Cool.
I found your backpack if you need it. You know, kids lose their stuff. So he probably thought, you know. And someone let the guy know immediately. They're like, that's Jessica Ridgway, the girl who's been missing.
Oh, my God.
And he called the police immediately because he was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And, the area was swarmed with police, like, not that long after that. And, the bag was left there sometime between, 6 or 7 and 10, like October 6th. So
that's so weird. Why would you just like set a bag of evidence like on the side of a road
15 minutes away too?
Like, that just seems so strange. Why wouldn't you just like throw it away?
Well, because then it could be linked to you. I don't know.
Well, you could like also like find a dump. I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, why, if you were the killer, would you be like, here's some...
That you're trying to get the police off your trail.
Right, I guess.
So the Colorado Bureau of Investigators took the bag and they were able to find 2 DNA samples on it.
Okay.
One of Jessica and one of somewhere else. But there was some other DNA that was found on the backpack. However, there was not an ID attached to the DNA. But it had a hit for another crime that had occurred via a jogger.
Oh, fuck.
Getting attacked. Yeah. So there was DNA. The jogger that was attacked had DNA on her shirt.
Okay.
So they were able, like, it was in the system, but it didn't have an ID match.
Right.
To it. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. So you see the connection of why I told that story at the beginning. Okay. So the cops were super determined to find out what happened to Jessica. And she lived 2 doors down from some sex offenders, and the police searched their house and their pickup truck, their backyard, all the places, which I don't blame them at this point. They had no fucking information to go off of.
Yeah. Like, and if there's a sex offender nearby, sorry, we're going to check you out.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I'm glad they did, you know, they're doing their due diligence.
Yeah, totally.
So, they were given a tip that someone saw Jessica in a station wagon located in Maine with Colorado plates, and they were actually able to track that lead down, and it ended up in Maine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it was just a
false lead.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa.
I know, right? It made sense. It was a Colorado license plate. It's like,
on the lookout.
And it's like extremely far.
Yeah.
Do you imagine driving to Maine?
I mean, how many hours would that? That would be like so many hours.
That would be so many hours. Like, I know Colorado to Orlando was 26. Why do I know? I have my reasons.
Because of Cassie?
Yep. It was funny. Cassie, we would always be like Casey or Kathy just to make her mad because we're funny. Me and her husband. So around October 10th, 2012, some men were picking up garbage in an area that was about 10 miles west of Westminster, and it was just trying to keep the area clear.
Litter free.
Yeah, and they found a black garbage bag.
Oh, fuck.
And as they went to pick it up, they realized it was extremely heavy.
No.
So they decided to open it.
No.
And then when they opened it, they saw another trash bag.
Oh, my God.
One of the guys cut that trash bag open. They found a headless
torso. No.
Yeah. They were also able to tell that this torso belonged to a young female.
Oh, God.
And around the bag, they found clumps of blonde hair.
No.
And around that area, they found a receipt for trash bags at, like, King Supers. And for those of you that don't know what King Supers is, it's, like, our local grocery store.
Dude.
So they assumed this receipt might tell them something.
Yeah.
It's for black trash bags.
Oh, God.
And they did some investigation for the area at King Soopers and surveillance video, but they weren't able to get any information. And they just kind of determined that the bags weren't connected. But I'm like...
Because, like, and, like, I mean, so many people go into this grocery store, right? And then...
Yeah.
How are you going to tell if they have, like, grocery bags? Like, who bought trash
bags? It's just ironic that they, like, cleared that. I'm like, I would have taken that just for fingerprints or something, you know?
Oh, my God. That stresses me out. Torso.
Yeah. So... And I'm not going to get into where, but there was a small wooden cross found with the body
that
was widely shown when police talked about it. They would just show, they didn't show like the body. They showed the cross.
The cross?
Yeah. That was like found with the body. And that's important to know. Wait, it was like found with her.
With her? Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. She was assaulted with
Dude.
So.
The fuck.
Yeah. Basically, the cops asked if anyone out there was just being suspicious because, again, they had fucking nothing to go off of.
Right.
They cleared all the people they could. They found a backpack, but that tells them nothing. Yeah. Yes, they have DNA, but unless they have an ID attached to that DNA, they have nothing.
Yeah.
So they were just, like, asking people in the public, like, if people are acting weird, just please tell us something if you notice a connection. Like,
oh my God,
we don't have shit to go off of.
Yeah, if you see something, say something.
Yeah, exactly. So a few days later, in October, the police went to a house of a kid named Austin Sigg. Because Austin, who was 17 at the time and was born January 17th, 1995 in Colorado, said that he saw something suspicious around the area on the morning Jessica was abducted. But he was sleeping, but he wanted to make sure, you know, the cops had information on what he had seen. So he's
a lying liar?
Who's to say?
He was sleeping, but he saw something?
But he saw, like, a car acting suspicious that morning. But at the time Jessica was abducted, he was asleep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, like... Thanks for the non-information.
So, yeah, so he inserted himself in the case. And the cops came and talked to him. And they're like, no, that was fucking helpful. But all right.
Thank you for
And they
time.
Also thought he was kind of strange. Like, that was really strange.
Okay.
But again, no leads. Let's just take what we can get.
Sure.
But he was also like a mile away from Jessica's house. So he was super close. So they're like, you know, maybe he saw something. Who knows? So... A few days later, a neighbor of Austin, Sig, actually called the police because Austin was acting super weird, and they noticed that he had was wearing a cross that closely resembled the cross that Jessica was found with.
Oh, no.
And at the time, this was a huge story. Like, so they were seeing this on the news all the time, but they were just like... He was strange. He was obsessed with death. And they kept saying it was weird that he was, like, in mortuary science. And I'm like, I don't think that's weird at all. I think that's, like, that's, like, a recession-proof career choice.
Well, that's, like, when people are like, oh, he was obsessed with morbid shit. And I'm like, well, so am I.
Yeah, you don't
see make
me
a fucking serial killer.
But again, like, he was weird in general and all that, so...
Is he, like, prancing around with his cross? Like, why are his neighbors noticing him being weird? Like, what makes him
weird? Well, they always knew he was weird. I guess he was just acting different. So...
Okay.
They called the cops, which... Thank God they did. Anyways, but the cross, I think, was what the neighbor was like. They have no leads. Mm. They've been asking us to see something, say something. I'm gonna call.
Sure.
So,
I still feel like, I don't know, whatever.
And it was also weird that he kind of inserted himself in the investigation. So
yeah, with, like, no information.
Yeah. So police asked for Austin to give them a DNA sample, and he actually obliged, but was really crazy about it is that there was no match. There was no DNA match.
So he's just a fucking weirdo.
But cops made, like, a public statement that they had DNA and they found a match, and that made Austin very, very nervous. The cops said they had a match with the DNA.
Why would it make him nervous if his DNA doesn't match the DNA they have?
Well, they didn't tell him yet. They didn't tell him it wasn't a DNA
They're
match.
They're just bluffing him?
Well, they bluffing were bluffing. Well, they had other samples of other people, so they were doing a lot of DNA samples, but they just told the public, we have a DNA sample and we have a match.
So he got nervous, even though, like, Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Sure. But he didn't know that his DNA didn't match. And we'll get to some weird stuff.
Okay.
So Mindy, Austin's mom, came home later that evening, and Austin told Mindy that he had killed Jessica.
Wait, is this?
And he told his mom he was a monster and he had killed Jessica because he had always wanted to do that. It was just something that he had always wanted to do.
The fuck? It was like his bucket list?
Yeah.
It's not normal, dude.
No. So he took Jessica, and he took her back to his house, and she was trying to be friends with him.
Oh, no.
And she was like, do you have cats?
Oh, God.
Because she saw cats, and she's like, I love cats, which is so sad.
How did he get her?
And I'll get to that.
Okay.
And he tried to use a zip tie to strangle her, and he couldn't get it.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't get leverage, so this he used poor his hands.
Child.
And basically, he strangled her, and to make sure the job was finished, he drowned her in the bathtub.
Oh, my God.
I know. And he dismembered her.
Fuck.
And the sources I used went into more detail, but I don't think that's important. Yeah,
that's not necessary.
I don't need all the details.
This is already, like, disturbing as shit.
Yeah. And he said he had done it for sexual gratification.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't as great as he thought it was going to be.
Sir. Which...
no shit, you fucking psycho piece of shit.
Oh my God.
And basically he told Mindy that some of her remains were hidden in the house. And Mindy handled it really well. Anyways, so a little bit of background on Austin Sigg. His dad and his mom got a divorce when he was younger because his dad was just a convict and a piece of shit. Okay. Like, he was just always getting into trouble. And Mindy's like, I'm done with this shit. And his dad went to jail, and the mom decided to go to college.
Okay.
And, you know,
be the best mom she could be.
Yeah, be the best mom she could be. And she was a technician. And,
a technician? What is that?
A technician, like, I'm not sure.
The lab
like,
tech?
Something like that, yeah. So she was able to, like, so she turned her life around, did the best life she could for her kids while the dad was just in and out of jail. And anyways, so at 12 years old, his mom caught him looking at child pornography and watching torture porn.
Oh my God, how did he?
And in the court case, this lady, they subpoenaed his computer and she read off like the things he would search, and it was like torture porn, rape, like all. It got rough because I was listening to it and I was like, my stomach
hurts.
Don't you
think, like, I don't know, as a mom, wouldn't you kind of be like, oh, that's concerning. I should probably, like,
you should go see, take your child to therapy.
Like, that can't be normal.
Well, they did something. Do you want to know what they did?
Told him not. I don't know.
They sent him to a religious camp.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Instead of a therapist.
They're like, just let Jesus handle it.
This is gonna surprise you, but it didn't work.
No way.
Yeah.
They're like, just repress all those weird thoughts that you have.
In my notes, I'm like, wow, I'm shocked. I'm actually not at all shocked. And
just repress it.
It'll yeah. Yeah. It won't make you a worse person.
Oh, wow.
But obviously, from that point, it escalated.
Well, that
like it always does. He was watching like snuff films.
Oh my God.
And just his torture amped up. Like, he wanted films of people like just absolutely torturing people because he started that at 12.
Whoa.
And it was just gross. And
he like has access, right?
Yeah, I mean, he had a computer, so he was able to look into that.
Yeah, so, like, it's just at his fingertips.
Yeah.
Like, and she's just not, like,
that's what's scary about today is, like, all of this shit is just right there.
It's right? Instant. I was watching this video, and they were, like, talking about how are millennials going to fuck up their kids. Because, you know, like, every generation fucks up their kids in some way or another.
You can't say I didn't,
there's no way you're not going to fuck up your kids. And they were, like, talking about how it'd be, like, letting your kids be on the internet or have social media way too early, or like oversharing their lives on social media.
Well, without, I don't even like, share. I don't share if I have nieces or nephews or a niece or a nephew. Like, nobody knows because that's not my place.
Yeah.
To share that. And, like, I'll talk about my sister and my brother all day, but I'm not going to talk about the kids.
Yeah.
Because that's... And my sister was like... I told her that. I was like... And she was like, oh, what do you share? And I was like, oh, I don't share their gender or their names. And my sister's like, oh, my God, thank you. And I was like... Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not going to.
Never be too careful with that, yeah, kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
No, that's a great point to bring, but it is kind of like how you know, generational curse. Like, what are we gonna do? But I do have to give Mindy props. She did the right thing, and she made Austin call the police to turn himself in.
Okay.
And the first operator that they talked to did not believe them. And the second one did too. And it was okay.
I mean, I bet it probably sounded like a prank, right? Like, you can tell by someone's voice if they're young.
And she was asking a lot of questions. And I know you're supposed to ask questions.
Yeah.
But she's like asking him what kind of car he drove. Like,
what does that have to do with fucking anything? Well,
his plans were after college. And like, as much as like he was a little pompous dick, it was kind of like Mindy took the phone and she's like, will you just, and it took forever for the cops to get there. And they're like on the phone.
Oh,
and
wow.
She's like, can I call my son's dad? And she's like, no, you can't. We need to talk to you. And even he was like, just send the cops over. I'm not going to resist. Just, I will be in the front room. Like, I will tell you everything. Just get them here. And she's just asking him questions. And Mindy did take the phone. Like, it's kind of irritating to listen to. Like, I get that's what she's supposed to do.
Cause yeah.
911 operators are like unsung heroes, but even I was kind of like, where the fuck are the cops?
Yeah.
And she just sent one cop. But anyway, so you just hear this call and Austin's like, can you just get the cops here? And Mindy took the phone. She's like, hey, we get what you're doing. Can you just stop asking questions? She's like, I'm also coming to terms with this. Because the lady's like, what kind of car? What were your plans after school? And it's like
that has nothing to do with anything.
Well, its plans are fucking over.
Yeah.
So when the cops arrived, they went to the crawl space and found several bags full of Jessica's remains.
Oh my God.
So unfortunately, he was not lying about all of those things.
Oh, wow.
And when they brought him in for questioning, they asked him what his motivation was. And he said he wanted to abduct somebody October 5th.
Why?
And he just wanted to kill somebody. He just wanted to, like...
Was that date significant to him in some way?
It was just that day he was like, I'm doing it. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he said as soon as Jessica was in his car, he knew she was dead.
Oh.
So they did have a psychologist there that kind of gave the lowdown on Austin. And the murder was premeditated because he had already decided where he was going to dispose of the body. And his plan was initially May 28th to kill the jogger.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but since he's a little bitch boy, he couldn't, you know, overpower
her.
So
he went for someone smaller and younger.
Yeah, that was his thing. He's like, let me go from a 22-year-old to a fucking 10-year-old because...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, anyways, he saw Jessica walking down the street by herself and it was basically wrong place at the wrong time. And he parked up the street and he just grabbed her. He got out of the car and grabbed her. So he didn't coax her into the car. Because I know that's kind of what you were wondering.
Yeah, I was like, how did he get her to get in the car? Okay, so
he forced her in the car. And, like, teachers would talk about how Jessica was, like, really, like, no strangers. Don't talk to strangers. Strangers are bad. Aww. So they knew, like, that it wasn't her choice.
Right.
But, yeah, he took her home, did all the things, and basically, it's just like he just dismembered her. And his plan was, after like he had done all those things, he took her belongings and just put them in Superior to throw the cops off his trail.
Oh.
And
I did think that was weird.
It wasn't super far from Westminster, so it was kind of like
15 minutes away, so it's like, why? I don't know. I mean, whatever. And it did throw them off.
Answer the question that I know you're going to ask at one point. The DNA, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't the DNA match? Turns out they didn't fucking test the DNA. They had lost the sample that he had sent in. And they just said, nope, not a match.
Ooh.
So they took another DNA sample and it immediately lit up like, this is a match. Whoa. To not only the jogger, and he did admit, like, when he called to admit to Jessica's murder, he also admitted to assaulting the jogger.
So, wait, the original DNA sample from the jogger was the one that jogger, they lost?
No, from Austin. They still had the DNA sample from the jogger and from Jessica's backpack, but his DNA is what was lost.
Whoa.
Right? So it just, what scares me about that, and I'll get into the trial a little bit more, but just one thing that I have to say is, like, that's terrifying. Yeah. Because if he didn't admit to it,
they would have never found him.
Never would have found him.
Oh, like, my God, that's so scary.
Isn't that scary? Just, like, one little, and, like, the Westminster police say, yeah, we failed on that part. But I do have to give them props because they took that investigation seriously and they did absolutely everything they could, you know. So I have to, like, give them props.
So was he, like, remorseful when he admitted it, or was he just, like...
He was remorseful to the point where he's like, it just wasn't as good as I thought it would be. So not, like, remorseful. Anyways.
Oh, wow.
So at the trial, he had 17 counts against him for, like, anywhere from sexual assault to abduction and, you know, many others for murder. So 17 counts, and also one for, like, the jogger.
Ugh.
And he was 2 months away from his 18th birthday, and of course they decided to try him as an adult.
As they should. I'm sorry. Yeah. But, like, in certain things, like, were you... You knew exactly what you were doing.
It would have been idiotic if they didn't.
Yeah.
Because... Like, so, anyways, like, regardless of if you're tried for as an adult or not, if you get life in Colorado, and I learned this when I did criminal justice for a month or for a semester, you can be up for parole regardless of the circumstances for 40 years. Like, after 40 years. But they tacked on an additional 86 years, so he will never see the light of day.
Good.
He will be in jail for the rest of his life. And good. I'm not sure how they did that, but they were able to be like, yeah, 40 years, he can try for parole, but we're going to tack on an extra 86 years. So
wow.
By the time he would get out, he'd be like 130. So
what a complete waste of life.
Yeah. So one thing that, like, is really good about this, if you have to find the one thing, is the park that Jessica would meet her friends at to walk to school was renamed Jessica Ridgeway Park.
Aww.
And they had rocks in there that they carved her favorite knock-knock jokes into.
Aww.
And it was just, like, a beautiful park, and it still remains Jessica Ridgeway Park.
Oh, wow.
And it's just, the good thing that came out of it was they got him off the streets and, like, you know, so he won't be able to harm anyone. And I'm sure you're wondering what the connection was.
Yeah.
Where did he... Okay, so he was going to high school and he was taking classes at Arapahoe Community College.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. 2012.
Well,
we were... I don't know if you remember that. Well, were you going there around that time?
Not in 2012, no.
Okay. I was...
Wait, no. Not in 2012.
I would sit by myself away from the school all the time in, like, secluded areas.
That's creepy.
Terrifying. I would, like, sit at park benches, like, away, because I didn't, like, really have any friends there. It wasn't, like, exactly the place you make friends.
No.
But I would sit away from people, like, in areas you couldn't really see anything. And I just remember people were like, the guy who killed Jessica Ridgeway would, like... try to find people at the ACC campus. And I sat at the same spot every day. And I'm just like...
That's so creepy.
Yeah, when I found that out, I stopped doing that. But I'm like, how scary is that?
Yeah, dude. That's... Ugh.
Yeah. So that's the story of Jessica Ridgeway. And thank God that there was a conclusion to this story. Unfortunately, the evidence was mishandled. But again, like...
He's caught and he's caught away.
and he's never going to see the light of day.
That, I didn't know, like, the outcome of it. I just remember hearing, like, oh, Jessica Ridgeway, she's missing. I remember hearing all that, but I never, like, followed up.
And how violent it was.
Dude, yeah.
That's why I told the story, is because I just remembered the story of Jessica Ridgeway. And also, like, I'll put my source notes in, or my sources in the notes. I forgot to mention that at the beginning. But I remember hearing about her abduction, but I didn't hear about a resolution.
Yeah, me either. So, oh, that's so fucked.
Yeah. And, like, such a waste. Like, you know? And, you know, if he just did mortuary science and was, like, a little bit strange, more power to him. But he just was disgusting.
Yeah, like, you have some serious mental issues if you're, like, thinking you're gonna get sexual gratification from dismembering a child.
And then shockingly you find out no, it's not at all.
Oh god.
Yeah. So,
dude, and honestly, like, if he had never done that and he had gone into mortuary sciences, he would have been, like, I mean, this is obviously speculation. We're not going to know because, like, what happened happened. But I would imagine that if he wanted sexual gratification from dismembering someone and he's going into mortuary sciences, it might be possible that he would be one of those people that, like, fucks with bodies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, so for multiple reasons, it's really good that he didn't do that anymore. But yeah, I just wanted to know what happened with this case, and I feel like it kind of fell off, and I think it fell off because what happened to her...
It was so violent. Was
horribly violent and fucked up, and I think that's why it fell off.
Yeah.
Which, you don't want kids hearing that.
Fuck no.
Oh but my yeah. God. Rest in peace, Miss Jessica.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, so... But I'm just happy that she got justice, and then she, like, got a park named after her that her friends got to, like... you know, remember her by, and how scary it is. And I do want to warn people, like, even without the story, like, especially as a female, like, obviously males shouldn't be doing this either. Don't be by yourself in, like, not, you know, areas away from people. Like, that's, don't do that.
But, I mean, it was, like, what, the 3 blocks in the 10 minutes that she had from her door to meeting her friends.
Yeah.
Like, how do you prevent that? Like,
I don't know. Well, I say, like sometimes... sitting around the campus and stuff like that. Like, he preyed on, like, women who were by themselves.
But it's like, you can take as many precautions as you want, but sometimes, like, shit just happens, and it's so tragic.
It's
like,
so
who
tragic.
Would have thought in that 10 minutes? Like, that's so short, you know? Like,
oh. Well, I'm glad they were able to narrow it down to a time, too, because I think that really helped also. And I'm glad she, like, had friends who would, like, wait for her, too. Yeah. So, but yeah.
Oof, wow.
But we'll post pictures of all the people, and we'll put them on our Instagram.
Yeah.
At Mysterious Mavens Pod. I'm trying not to, like, hiccup. Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
You can email us stories or suggestions that you want us to do at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We have a TikTok. We have a YouTube. We only have one video on YouTube.
It's okay. Well, we'll get there.
Yeah. Eventually we'll figure out how to do this whole filming thing. So,
until then, yeah, just hit us up. Yeah. Say hi.
Yeah. Comment, please say hi.
Like,
We want to talk to people about these things. If you come up to us and say, like, anything we said on here, we'll be like, yeah, what's it about? And then we'll, like, be friends.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Okay, until next time.
Take care of yourselves, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Bye.